With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Video surfaces purportedly showing illegal immigrants attacking NYPD officers again, this time at taxpayer-funded Randall Island Shelter.
The confrontation between NYPD officers and illegal immigrants at the shelter in New York City last week resulted in one man being arrested and escorted off the premises. The event was just the latest in a string of violent incidents in recent weeks involving illegal immigrants in New York City. The violent incidents have prompted New York's Democrat governor, Kathy Hochul, to call for deportations for the first time. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Christians need to be actively engaged in the 2024 vote for President of the United States. That's the view of the American Family Association Vice President Walker Wildman. He's among the thousands of Christian leaders attending the National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Nashville this week. And Wildman spoke with Lori Tridup of SRN News.
Christians ought to vote. People ought to vote. Sitting at home isn't an option. If it comes down to two candidates, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, of course, Christians need to vote for the candidate that reflects their values to the best of their ability. But also, I think there's some onus on President Trump to court evangelicals and to kind of rein in this, you know, freestyle approach to politics and this brashness.
If he wants to take Walker Wildman's advice, Donald Trump will have an opportunity to court evangelicals when he addresses NRB delegates tomorrow in Nashville. Stocks are lower on Wall Street as weakness in technology companies continues to drag on the market. The Dow is losing 49 points. The NASDAQ is off 118. This is SRN News. The federal government is spending taxpayer dollars to change college biology classes. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The National Science Foundation has given nearly $1 million to several universities so they can develop so-called inclusive undergraduate biology courses because current offerings, quote, inaccurately categorize sex and gender as binary. The NSF says if college professors try to tell young people that science defines only two genders, male and female, this will make transgender students uncomfortable. Critics say the grant will undermine science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A freelance journalist based in Fort Wayne, Indiana, facing up to 5 years in prison for allegedly threatening to kill every Jew in the city. Jeffrey Stevens, charged with posting threats using interstate communications, also told the FBI he wanted to shoot all pro-Israel government officials. He was first reported to lawmen after multiple Facebook posts. This is SRN News. Michigan's new gun law already has a man facing charges.
A man in Flint, Michigan, became the first person charged with violating the state's gun storage law after his two-year-old daughter shot herself in the head the day after it took effect. Police learned of the shooting after the man took the girl to a hospital where she remains in critical condition. The new law requires guns be safely stored. Police found two in the man's bedroom, both unsecured and loaded. They found no gun locks or safes. The man faces charges including first-degree child abuse, a felony violation of Michigan's gun storage law, being a felon in possession of a firearm, and lying to a police officer. I'm Ben Thomas.
A United Airlines flight heading from San Francisco to Boston had to be diverted after the plane suffered damage to one of its wings, the plane landing safely in Denver. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.